Watch, report, Jake Tapper's children blast anti-Israel protesters with national anthem. By Amy Furr on June 22, 2024. When leftist activists with Code Pink showed up outside the home of CNN anchor Jake Tapper recently, they were reportedly met by his children, who did not take them seriously. The activists were shouting about how Israel bombed the Al-Ali Hospital in October, Red State reported on Friday. However, evidence later emerged months ago from the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, and independent media that it was an errant Palestinian terrorist group's rocket that hit the hospital in Gaza City, per Breitbart News. The first reports, from the Hamas terrorist group and media organizations operating under its jurisdiction, were that an Israeli airstrike had hit the Al-Ali Baptist Hospital in Gaza City, killing 500 people in a deliberate attack on the Christian hospital. Later, the IDF stated definitively that it had concluded that the hospital had been hit by a Palestinian rocket, not fired by Hamas, but rather by Iranian-controlled Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, a smaller group that is fighting alongside Hamas. During the recent protest outside Tapper's home, his children reportedly appeared and loudly played the national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, according to the Red State article. Video footage shows the protesters shouting outside the house. One of the most negligent, pathetic, complicit, cowardly, lying, and cruel reporters on the CNN team is none other than CNN anchor Jake Tapper. Shame, a young woman yelled. He has spewed endless lies of Israeli propaganda and refuses to outwardly call the death and destruction on the people of Gaza a genocide committed by none other than the fascist Israeli state. You may be laughing now, but one day you will realize the damage that your dad has caused, and I promise this big house won't be worth it, she added. Code Pink's website currently advertises a summer of love for Gaza and urges readers to tell universities to divest from Israel. And also to tell Congress, stop taking money from the Zionist lobby. In March, Representative Chuck Fleischman, RTN, blasted Code Pink activists who surrounded him on Capitol Hill and accused him of supporting genocide by backing Israel as it fights Hamas terrorists, Breitbart News reported. I will always support Israel, and you can tell the Palestinians I will never support them. And I will tell you, I will never support you, Fleischman said. The Jewish people will never suffer again under Palestinian terrorism, under Hamas, under Hezbollah. Israel will be secure forever. God bless Israel forever, he concluded.